The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aaron Yael Sorsher Shlita and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center.
This shiur has been graciously dedicated by the Saschin, Shapiro, and Grossman families L'zecher Nishmas Reb Gershon ben Reb Yaakov Saschin Zichroinu Levracha. May the Torah studied through the shiurim be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Learning Masech Neshamas from learning Dav Zayin. The Gemara discusses the laws of karmelis on this blot. Karmelis is something that doesn't have mechitzas, doesn't have three walls or four walls or whatever you need for the mechitzas to be reshus hayachid. So therefore it can't be reshus hayachid. On the other hand, it also can't be reshus harabim. The reason why it can't be reshus harabim is because it's not used by the public. And the Gemara here in this blot discusses, even if it's not easy to use, like a Karen Zavis HaSmuchel or Shisarabim, you have in the middle of a Shisarabim an obstruction, which is hard for the people to get there. In that case, that particular place, since it's difficult to use, so therefore it has a din of a Karmelis, because it doesn't have the conditions necessary to be a Shisarabim. A Karmelis, Midaraisa, has no dinim at all. You'll either carry from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah or from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah or in a karmelis. In the Rabbanan, they gave it the chumris. They said, you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to a karmelis or from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah. You're also not allowed to carry from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah or from Rosh Hashanah to a karmelis. You're also not allowed to carry more than four amis in a karmelis. So any area which doesn't have mechitzas, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Even if it's not a Rosh Hashanah, min Rabbanan, you're not allowed to carry there. The Gemara discusses an interesting case. If you have a house which is exactly 10 tefachim tall, but the inside is not 10 tefachim, the roof makes it into 10 tefachim, but the inside of the house is not 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says that on the roof of the house then would be a Rosh Hashanah, and you're allowed to carry on the roof of the house. But the inside of the house, that's not a Rosh Hashanah, that's a karmelis. So min Rabbanan, you're not allowed to carry on the inside of the house. So you have an interesting case. You have a house where the roof of the house is a Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to carry on the roof of the house, but you're not allowed to carry on the inside of the house, because the roof of the house, that has mechitzas, that's similar to a tail, to a mound, or a stone, or a stone wall, which is 10 tefachim high, where you say, good asik mechitza, you say that the mechitza on the side as if they go up and enclose the roof. But the inside of the house, that's not considered that it has mechitzas, even though from the outside the mechitzas are 10 tefachim tall. But since from the perspective of the inside, the mechitzas are not 10 tefachim high, when you're inside the house, all you see is 9 tefachim of the mechitzas, because the roof blocks the other part. So, as far as the inside of the house is concerned, you don't have mechitzas, and therefore it can't be Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's a karmelis. Gemara says that if one would dig in this house an area that's 4 by 4 tefachim, and that area would have the space of 10 tefachim on top of it, so that area has mechitzas, because the walls around that ditch that you dug, the walls of the ditch itself, let's say the house on the inside is 8 tefachim, and you dig a ditch 2 tefachim deep. So the 2 tefachim walls of the ditch combine with the 8 tefachim walls of the house, and altogether you have 10 tefachim. So now in the ditch is considered that it has walls of 10 tefachim, and therefore the ditch is a Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, once the ditch is a Rosh Hashanah, then the entire house becomes a Rosh Hashanah, because of the rule, Chayrei Rosh Hashanah for Rosh Hashanah. Chayrei Rosh Hashanah literally means the holes of Rosh Hashanah. What the Gemara is trying to refer to is that if, let's say, there's a courtyard, which is a Rosh Hashanah, and the courtyard has walls, and these walls has holes in it, which the people of the courtyard would leave things in the holes in the walls. So even though the walls aren't surrounded by mechitzas, the holes in the walls don't have mechitzas, but they're mishtamish with the Rosh Hashanah. The people in Rosh Hashanah use these holes, so they become batal to the Rosh Hashanah. So that's a new rule, that any time you have an area which is used together with the Rishus HaYachid, even though that area doesn't have halachic enclosure, but that area still could have the din of Rishus HaYachid because it's batal, it becomes a part of the general Rishus HaYachid because it's being used by the Rishus HaYachid. So the Gemara applies that principle also to the house. When you have a house which is less than 10 tefachim high on the inside, and you dig a ditch which is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that's a shear of Rishus HaYachid, and the ditch completes the 10 tefachim, like the walls of the house are, let's say, 8 tefachim, and the ditch is 2 tefachim, so together it's 10 tefachim, so the ditch becomes Rishus HaYachid, and now the entire house becomes Chayri Rishus HaYachid, because the entire house is an area which is used by somebody in the ditch, and therefore it has been of Chayri Rishus HaYachid, and the entire house would become Rishus HaYachid. Rishonim asked the following question. Here in Shabbos, in regard to the laws of Rishus HaYachid, we find this din, that when you have a house which is not 10 tefachim high on the inside, and you dig a ditch which is mitzdarif, which completes the 10 tefachim, so the ditch combines with the walls of the house, and it becomes a Rishus HaYachid. Question is, we have a similar halacha by sukkah. A sukkah also has to be 10 tefachim high. Now let's say you have a sukkah which is not 10 tefachim high, and let's say the sukkah is only 8 tefachim high, and you dig a ditch in the sukkah to make it 10 tefachim, and the ditch is 2 tefachim deep, so altogether it's 10 tefachim. So there, the Gemara says in Sukkah and Nafdalid that it will only work if the walls of the ditch are within 3 tefachim of the walls of the sukkah. If the outside of the ditch, the walls of the ditch, are within 3 tefachim of the walls of the sukkah, then you say Lavid, and then the two walls combine and you have 10 tefachim. But if the walls of the ditch are not within 3 tefachim of the walls of the sukkah, the walls of the ditch are further away than 3 tefachim, then you cannot combine the two walls, and it's not a kosher sukkah, even if you're sitting in the ditch, which now you have 10 tefachim from you to the schach, but you don't have walls, because the walls of the sukkah are less than 10 tefachim, and the walls of the ditch, if they're more than 3 tefachim away, do not combine with the walls of the sukkah, and therefore you don't have a kosher sukkah. So the Rishonim ask, in Agamara, it doesn't say that it has to be within 3 tefachim. Agamara is pretty clear, wherever you dig the ditch is okay. So in Agamara, the walls of the ditch combine with the walls of the house, even if it's more than 3 tefachim away. But there, in Masech the Sukkah, the walls of the ditch only combine with the walls of the sukkah if it's within 3 tefachim. So why is that? Why by Shabbos does it become Rishus HaYachid even if it's more than 3 tefachim away? And by sukkah, it doesn't become a kasher sukkah only if it's within 3 tefachim. Why would the laws of combining the walls, the wall of the ditch and the wall of the house, by Shabbos to be Rishus HaYachid, that would not require 3 tefachim? And by sukkah, to make it a kasher sukkah, would require it to be within 3 tefachim. This is Taisa's question over here, and the Rishonim. And the two answers that the Rishonim give, Taisus and the Rashba and the Ran here in Shabbos and in Sukkah, they say the following answer. They say there's a difference between the requirements for the walls on Shabbos to make it a Rishus HaYachid and for the walls of Sukkah to make it a Kashur Sukkah. The words they use are, by Shabbos all you need is that it should be protected from the Rishus HaRabim. As opposed to Sukkah, there you need the walls to be Samach L'Schach. So that in regard to making a Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos, there you could combine walls even though they're more than 3 tefachim apart. In regard to making a kosher sukkah, there the walls have to be within 3 tefachim. Some want to say that to explain this, we find other laws where Shabbos is different than sukkah. For instance, a Tzuras HaPesach, what we call an Erev. That works for Shabbos. You have two poles and a string on top, and that's considered a mechitza for Shabbos. But by Sukkah, it's not. By Sukkah, a Tzuras HaPesach and Erev is not considered a mechitza. If you have two poles and a string on top, it's not considered a kosher mechitza for Sukkah. Another thing. By Shabbos, good asik is called a mechitza. When you have an amud, when you have a platform, or a roof of a house, or whatever it may be, and the walls on the side are considered good asik, that you, it's considered as if you could pull them up, and they could become mechitzas for the top, that's called halachically enclosed, and that would make your rishus liyach in regard to Shabbos. But by sukkah, it's not that way. If you would have a platform, which would be, you have a platform 10 tfachim high and 7 by 7 tfachim wide, which is the shear of sukkah, and you have schach on poles on top of the platform. The Gemara in Sukkah says it doesn't work because ve'ina mechitzas nikaris. You need that the mechitzas should be recognizable. So again, we find that Sukkah is different than Shabbos. We find in regard to Tzuras HaPesach, it works by Shabbos but not by Sukkah. We find in regard to Good Asik, it works by Shabbos and not by Sukkah. And now we find another din that according to many Rishonim, combining mechitzas that are more than three tefachim apart works by Shabbos but doesn't work by Sukkah. Now some say like this, that by Shabbos we always find the word mechitzas used. We always find the word mechitza. The term that's used for the necessity to make Rosh Hashanah is three or four mechitzas. That's what we always find by Shabbos. By Sukkah we find the word defanais. The Mishnah in Sukkah says the Sukkah needs shalosh defanais. We always find the word defanais. Why would Chazal change the terminology and by Shabbos use the word mechitza and by Sukkah use the word defen? The answer is mechitza means separation. The word mechitza comes from the word of chetz of machza, which means to divide. The point by Shabbos is it should be separate. There should be a separation. It should be an enclosed area. It should be separate from the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, halachic separation is also a separation. A tzuras, a pesach, a good asik, something which is a halachic enclosure, is also considered a mechitza. And therefore, for mechitza, even if you have two mechitzas, neither of them are 10 tfachim, and they're more than 3 tfachim apart, but they could combine to make a halachic mechitza, all you need is a separation. A daifin, the word daifin implies something physical, something tangible. It doesn't imply separation. Daifin, like you find, when we talk about the size of an animal, we call it a daifin. A daifin means part of a structure. That's what the word daifin means. By sukkah, the stress is not on mechitzas, on the separation that's there. The stress is on defanos. There has to be a structure. Therefore, not everything that's a halachic mechitza is a structure. You have something which is a tzuras HaPesach. That's not a structure. Halachically, it's considered a mechitza. There is an imaginary separation, but it's not a physical daifin or ganasik. When you have a mechitza on the side and you say halachically, it's considered like it goes up. But that's only the mechitza goes up. It's separate. But it's not a daifin. It's not an actual structure. And similarly, what the Rishonim are saying in regard to combining the two mechitzas, the combination of the two mechitzas is good if you need a mechitza. You need a halachic separation. So, combined, they're a halachic separation. But we need a daifin. A daifin is a structural thing. If you don't have a daifin here and you don't have a daifin there, they can't combine unless they're within three tfachim. That's loved. That's considered together. But if they're not together, they wouldn't combine to become a daifin. That's how some explain this chilek. Not only Rishonim hold this way, though. The Asam Rishonim would say a different answer. The Tosfos Rishonim here and the Rush says an answer that here it's different because the walls are 10 tfachim on the outside. These Rishonim seem to learn like this, that in actuality, when you want to discuss if you have walls, the walls that are there on the outside, we're talking about the house is 10 tfachim high on the outside. Only the inside is not 10 tfachim high. So as far as the perspective of the outside, you have walls of 10 tfachim. So what's missing? According to these Rishonim, what's missing only is you don't have aver yud. You don't have the space of yud tfachim. You actually have mechitzas. The mechitzas are in one place. They're on the outside. What you're missing is the space of yud. You need a space of 10 tfachim. So therefore, if you dig a ditch that would make, as far as the ditch is concerned, the space of 10 tfachim, even if the ditch is 3 tfachim away from the walls, that's okay, because you don't need that the wall of the ditch should combine with the wall of the house. That's unnecessary. You have the 10 tefachim of the wall of the house itself from the outside. The only reason why it didn't work from the inside is because you're missing the space of the 10 tefachim. Once in the ditch you have the space of the 10 tefachim, so that's okay, because you have a full wall on the outside. Comes out of big nafkamina la'alacha. What if you don't have... we're not talking about a house which is 10 tefachim high, just from the inside is missing 10 tefachim. What if you have an open area, a courtyard, and you have mechitzas of the courtyard which are not 10 tefachim high, and then you dig a ditch in the courtyard which would combine it to 10 tefachim? For instance, someone has a backyard, and the mechitzas of the backyard are only 8 tefachim high. But the backyard is not level. When you go a little bit into the backyard, already the grading is lower, the floor is lower, and as far as we're concerned from the grading of the backyard, then already you have 10 tefachim. Combined with the area inside the backyard, combined with the fence, that is 10 tefachim. But where the fence is, it's not 10 tefachim, and the place where it becomes below 10 tefachim is already more than 3 tefachim away from the fence. So according to Taisus and the Rajma and the Ran, then that would be considered a Rishus Sayachit, because in Hilchas Shabbos, you could combine the walls of the ditch with the walls of the Rishus, even if it's more than 3 tefachim away. So then this backyard would be Rishus Sayachit. But according to the Taisus Shanim and the Rush, this backyard would not be Rishus Sayachit, because they compare the laws of Shabbos to the laws of Sukkah. They say just like you find by the laws of Sukkah, you could only combine the two walls if they're within 3 tefachim, so too by the laws of Shabbos, you could only combine the walls if they're within 3 tefachim. And the reason why over here, by the house which is 10 tefachim high, and the inside is not 10 tefachim, the reason why the ditch that you dig does not have to be within 3 tefachim of the walls is only because you have mechitzas 10 tefachim from the outside. But in the case where you don't have mechitzas 10 tefachim from the outside, then the halacha would be that it won't combine and it won't be Rishus Sayachit. This machlokes hapaskim is brought down la halacha, and the psak is unclear, and it would seem to be machmir to have the walls within 3 tefachim of each other.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.